Amanda Martinez. Amanda Martinez. 5/15/84, 7/11/22. Your complaint? Cough. Number one, congestion. Number two, earache. Number three, weakness. Number four, I need to recheck my thyroid. Number five, I never went to see the specialist because I'm afraid. Number six, my legs are hurting. Number seven, I'm tired all the time. Number eight, I don't feel well. Number nine, all my problems started with a second bout of COVID. Number 10, I've been reading about long COVID, and I think I have it. My patient is a 38-year-old woman who is currently not working. She's been with the same man for 12 years. They've been married 3 years. She does smoke, but she doesn't drink alcohol. She's tried to quit smoking before, but has not been successful, period. New paragraph, her last period was in 2013, when she had a hysterectomy, period. New paragraph, allergy, none. Family history, mom has asthma, dad has coronary artery disease. Grandma has breast cancer. No colon cancer reported. Surgery, hysterectomy, complete tubal ligation. Medication, over-the-counter sinus medication, Advil, Tylenol. Immunization, no COVID immunization. Allergy, none. No flu immunization either. Review of system, as above. She weighs 200 pounds. No significant change in the past 6 months, she reports. 100%, 97.8, 16, 81, 116 over 68. Heart positive, lung positive, lungs, furunca. Abdomen is soft, but the tenderness noted over the right upper quadrant. No large cord, not focal skin, slows the right. Lower extremity shows tender, right calf, tender, right knee. Trace edema. Assessment number one, as far as the extremity pain is concerned, there's no evidence of DVT, there's no evidence of PVD. This was confirmed via ultrasound, no change since a year ago. Number two, she does have a history of thyroid cysts. They've never been evaluated. She knows who to go see. She had an appointment, but she canceled it because she doesn't like doctors. The cyst is almost a centimeter on the right side, 0.8 on the left side, needs to be evaluated ASAP. She promises to follow up. Number two, the knee pain could be knee and leg pain, most likely related to previous injuries. She does have a torn meniscus in the right leg. Next number, weight stable. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next number, as far as long COVID is concerned, there's evidence of fatty liver, but no other ultrasound findings consistent with anything with her symptoms. Next number, check thyroid. Next number, check B12 level. Next number, check lipid. Next number, diet and exercise discussed. Next number, increase activity. Next number, she does have a current sinus infection at this time, which will be treated with Rocephin and Decadron. Also, will treat at home with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospac, and Bromfit DM for cough. Next number, increased activity is a huge must. Next number, fatty liver, no change. Next number, headache. Next number, palpitation. Alerted us to look at her look at her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. The next number will follow up patient in the next 2 weeks. Next number's blood work was obtained today. Next number's we talked about long COVID and treatment for it, but we're going to rule out other primary sources of concern. Next number must seek help for her thyroid enlargement and thyroid cyst and fine needle aspiration, and she understands that needs to happen right away. Next number is needs to see an orthopedist for her leg pain. Next number is a family grandmother with breast cancer. She doesn't want to have any mammogram till she's 40 anyway. We discussed this at length. Next number is smoking, must quit smoking. That's a big, huge issue regarding her symptoms, but she's not interested in that at this time. Thank you.